Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is, so like as TC puts together all these trade proposals, as King's Twitter puts together all these trade proposals, as Will Z and radio show hosts around the region put together these trade proposals for whether it's DeMontis Sabonis or DeMar DeRozan or any other member of the Sacramento Kings. We just talked about Indiana, Oklahoma City. We talked about Oklahoma City being kind of that rare top, you know, they're a top defensive team. They're a top offensive team. Indiana, top 10 and top 15, respectively, in the two categories. Does any of this, does any of what we're seeing here in this, particularly the NBA Finals, more so than the NBA playoffs, give you a feel as to how the Sacramento Kings should build this direction at, or how the Sacramento Kings should build this team out? There's been so much talk from Scott Perry to Doug Christie to everyone associated with the team in any sort of way about improving on defense, getting this type of defensive player, getting this type of defensive player, getting this guy who could do this on the defensive end. And I ask, is that the way to go when it comes to constructing this team? Are we looking for, and not specifically, but the players to like, Alex Caruso, is that who you're looking for? Are you looking for guys who you feel like have a high defensive basketball IQ? Talked about Jared Allen. Jared Allen can be that rim protector that you've asked for so many years. Is that the type of player that we're looking for? Like, how do we want to construct this team moving forward?
So the first thing that I, you know, I'm looking for, if I'm Scott Perry and Doug Fisher.
Wow. Derek Fisher and Doug Christie on the mind, huh?
Man. Well, all right.
Okay. Lake Show.
Okay. I'm yeah.
Sure. How did that?
Wow.
How
well, I don't know. There? Like, I don't know. I don't even know who you were talking about.
Fisher was a coach and his name was Derek. Goes back to being a Laker, your favorite. Nah. Just believe it.
Doug Christie is, you know, I'm looking for a point guard. And with that point guard, I think that's where I'm looking for the head of the snake, so to speak, with my defense. You know, I need, especially if I got Zach LaVine at the two, and, you know, he's not the strongest defender on the perimeter. I want, it doesn't have to be a defense-only point guard, but a guy that can give some resistance, much like a Jrue Holiday, right? You would want Jrue Holiday to be 2 or 3 years younger, so that's kind of the hang-up with him. But a guy like that, that can defend on the perimeter, still get a couple buckets, knock down a jump shot, you know, hit the three ball, orchestrate, be an organizer on the offensive end. And I think if you can get that, and I guess you're looking for a power forward, a four, preferably a stretch four. Because a lot of people, and I'm not sure if I feel the same way, but a lot of people want to see Keegan go to the three. They say he's not a four. They want him to go to the key, go to the three. So if you're able to get a point guard and a starting four out of this summer. That's the way I think you should orchestrate it. And I know I didn't say specific like a defensive guy or whatever. I want competitors. That's the thing. I don't, you know, it doesn't have to be like a reputation of just never playing defense. Like, I don't want to go for that. But if a guy like, you know, what you got with Terrence Davis, what you got with Malik Monk in the playoffs. I want a little bit more of a defensive guy than that. But Malik was competing.
Mm-hmm.
Malik was getting after it, you know, and he wasn't looked at as a defensive stalwart by any mean. But competitors, and then specifically those two spots, I need to fill this offseason. And that's the, I think that's the jump start to what you're trying to do with the Kings.
Who's scoring on that team, though?
LaVine,
yeah.
LaVine, Keegan, I need him to have his 15 to 17. Domas is going to have 19 or so. My point guard, like I said, I can't have Eric Snow out there.
Yeah, no, I'm, for me, I'm.
But, well, what do you want from the point guard, though? Do you want LaMelo and Trey, or do you want Tyrese?
I mean, Tyrese.
Like, do you want, do you want a traditional type point guard, or do you want a scoring point guard?
Well, in that,
I think go ahead. I think this team really needs buckets. Like, I think, like, that's cool. You want to build defensive players and all that. Like, this team is going to need scoring. Like, that's where the league is going. That's where your best year was when you were scoring. You made the playoffs and all that. You went away from that and it got worse. Like, this team needs scoring.
Darius Garland is a scoring point guard now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, more so over being a Chris Paul type point guard. He's a scoring point guard.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I agree with you, Jesse. I understand exactly what you're saying. I look at – that means Domas isn't here, right? And in those trades that we
talked about. He's just not at the forefront, though. Yeah, like he's not
– well, in those trades that we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Domas is still here. So if you're ready to make that move, then, yeah, that's why I say I need a superstar back. I need a big-time score guy like LaMelo.
Well, wait, how is Domas not here?
Well, some of the trades that we had talked about, Domas is still
like
here.
The LaMelo – oh.
Not, no, LaMelo's gone. We talked about Darius Garland.
Yeah, yeah,
And Jared Allen. Yeah, do that. You have to move Domas in that situation. When building this team up, I'm from the premise of you're probably not going to trade DeMontis Sabonis, regardless of what I suggested last week. So
see,
you're not going to be able to
afford. And last night.
Last night as well. You're not going to be able to afford a LaMelo Trae Young. Like, you can't,
sure,
you
right,
can't
yeah.
get there. So yeah. Now I'm looking at more cost-efficient type point guards. That's where those guys.
What you can do with Zach?
I don't think you can move Zach.
I don't think you can either. But when we talked about like the likes of LaMelo and some of those guys, you're not saving money. Mm-hmm. With Zach, you actually are. Mm-hmm. But
do you think Atlanta's trying to win still right now?
I don't know what I haven't known what Atlanta's been trying to do for years.
Like, I'd love to go up to the gym, like, hey, here's 3 first round picks, maybe 4 if you're nice or whatever. It's like, just give us Trae Young.
Did they just hire a new GM today?
They shuffled around their front office the other day, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know what the exact titles were and all that stuff, but yeah.
Okay.
I know Trae Young's not the most popular because he doesn't play defense and all that, but I would love a Trae Young on this team.
I would too. I think the
so
thing-
you're leaning on buckets.
I want buckets. Yeah, I want buckets. Like, you can't be a nothing.
And but I that's what
work,
Trae
I,
is.
I was going to say, I think you can work around a guy like Trae, though. Everyone, like, I don't think you need this team full of, like, defensive stoppers or whatever. Like, you can be the Indiana Pacers where we're all getting buckets and about 15th on defense or whatever, average. But I'm not, defense is, like, I'm not looking for a Jrue Holiday type for this team.
But here's the, and I'm with you. I'll take Trae Young in a heartbeat. I'll take Trae Young on this team in a heartbeat, send in the trade, make it happen. Here's the issue. You've got, and I think Zach is a little bit better than people give credit for, but you've got Trey, Zach LaVine, and Domas in your starting and finishing lineups. And then you probably have.
Well, there's no way Domas would be here in a deal for that, would it? You said Trae Young?
Yeah. Okay. So that was when I was saying like Jrue Holiday and all this other stuff. Uh-huh. I'm saying you still have DeMontis Sabonis. That's why I didn't factor in Trae Young. If you got Trae Young in here, any way you could get him in here.
Uh-huh.
Like,
if I bring in Trae Young, I'm willing to build around him and whatever happens with Domas and the other guys happens. Like, I'm building around
but
Trae Young.
But this goes, but, the, but my,
he can't, like, he doesn't have to be. No, it doesn't have to be. Like,
but
yeah,
this,
you build around
this
Trae.
Goes back to my original question. Like, how are we building this team out? Because if you have Trae Young on your team, you're kind of like, whatever happens on the defensive end happens. Like you said a second ago, correct me, like you can't be, or maybe Jesse said, you can't be nothing on the defensive end. With all due respect to how talented, Trae is nothing on the defensive end.
I'll sacrifice that one. Where it's like everyone else can't be Trae Young. Trae Young's getting me 27 and 10. Like yeah. Everyone, like someone else has to step up defensively.
Okay. You don't have those guys though.
That's the thing, that's, though. Like, if you what, if you're so running with Drew Sabonis and Levine, yeah,
you almost
and, like,
can't have Sabonis.
Great.
You there's need no a scoring. Better defender. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to have Trae out there, point. You almost can't have Sabonis
can't
out there.
You can't have Trae, Sabonis, and Zach LaVine.
Right, there. Yeah.
Like that. And to your point, Sabonis is probably involved in that trade, and maybe you're trying to get more of a defensive center.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying stuff.
But I did. But
I'm trying to. I'm trying to make this team work.
I think
Kyle Mattson drew up a trade. Would you do Zach LaVine, Devin Carter, and three firsts for Trae Young?
Zach LaVine, Devin Carter, and three firsts?
By way of the trade machine, I know you hate that, but
three firsts?
We just drew that up in the studio right now.
That's a lot.
What's the rest of? I mean, I'll.
What are you?
I'll look
are
it
you
up.
Only getting Trae Young back? You can't get nothing back in return. Like just a random. Bench guy or something like that.
Yes, Kyle Mattson, GM, says we're only getting Trae Young back.
Trae Young with a player option next year.
So what you're looking at in that situation?
So I need assurances he's back. That's first. He's got a player option for 48.9 next year. Mm-hmm. I'm not trading three first round picks unless I get right. The Siakam head nod. That nah, I'm here. Right. I'm Sacramento.
The
more Sacramento than Kenny.
What?
That's what he'd say.
No, there. I don't think there's anybody more Sacramento than Kenny. All right, let's just make that
okay.
A fact.
Lake Show.
Damn, that ain't got nothing to do with that. Was Carmelo
Knicks fan?
That was all Carmelo.
Right. All right, my bad. That's first thing, by the way. That's I need that back. Three first round picks. I need the assurance.
I need. Yeah, and you said Pascal. Not only is he picking up that option, but If you want to, we'll sign the extension.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what I meant. I didn't mean the option. I meant the extension. That's right. 3 years. That's three first round picks. I need you for at least 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now you're looking at Trae. Keon probably starts at the two. Keegan goes to the three. Still got to get a power forward.
And Domas is your five.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are answering my question without actually answering it.
What's that?
We're going offense.
Yeah, I mean, I would that.
And
yes.
and Doug and Beg, like, hey, if y'all could just do something on the defensive end, we'd be in good shape.
Well, a roundabout way, I guess, to answer your question, like, yeah, that's how I build it out. I'm not going for, and I'm not saying you're asking this, I'm not going for the 92 Knicks. Like, hell no. I know that's Doug Chris Scott Perry. No, I want guys, then this is where I talk about, that will compete. They may not be known as defensive players, but I want them, if I'm asking them to do X, Y, and Z, they will try their damnedest to get it done on the defensive end, but they're probably primarily looked at as offensive players in their career.
Yeah, I'm out on the Drew Holiday, LaVine, Keegan, four, and Sabonis lineup. I just don't think you're getting much scoring there at all. I don't think that's a recipe for success in the league right now.
All right, let's see what Stanley's talking about. I don't think it's going to be any of this. We haven't heard
Trae
from
Young,
Stanley.
That's his guy.
Yeah, that oh, is that is. Guy. That's
yeah,
right.
That's his guy. Yeah, me and Stanley see eye to eye right there.
Stanley, what do you think about all this?
Lord have mercy. Something must have happened and it hit somebody over the head. That light went off, but it's better late than never. I've been telling you guys for years, get Trae Young here. Do what you got to do. I've told you that. This is a younger version of Steph Curry. I've told you for years to get Trae Young.
You have.
And now the light has come on.
It's on. So,
well, I don't think we never didn't want Trae Young.
Well, I tried to tell you that this is what this team needed. And I'm glad to hear you didn't say we didn't need him. You just didn't say you just didn't endorse him. Huh? But now you're doing it. You finally got around to the way I was thinking.
Stanley, I'm glad we finally came. Stanley, we love you, brother. Which is great
shout
to hear
out
from
Stanley.
You. I'm sorry it took so long.
Stanley was right.
That was
five year war.
I'm sorry it took so long to come around on
that
Trey.
That was the least contentious call we've ever had with Stanley.
That's my boy. We're on Stanley's side with this one.
Yeah, we're all together. We're all united. Yeah. I think that might be the only time that'll happen.
Yeah, we'll wait for football
talk
season
about the
to
Giants
get here.
Too. He likes Barry Bonds. So, okay. You know, we talk about Barry Bonds. We'll be linked up on that.
Trey is the kind of first generation Steph Curry player, though. Like, to his point, you know, I don't know if he's a younger version of Steph, but he certainly is, I think, inarguably the first Steph generation player who came into the league and was shooting, you know, went into Oklahoma, was shooting threes from, you know, all over the court, like we saw Steph do so often. I don't know. There's a new, you know, group in charge in Atlanta. It'll be interesting to see how they approach this offseason. What the market looks like for Trey. Again, $45.9 this year, essentially $46 million. And a $49 million player option the year to follow.
I would take Trae Young here in a heartbeat. And if it was,
you could be, correct me if I'm wrong, with that player option, you could be in, if I want out, get me out to territory, right? If you're Trae and you, we've talked about Atlanta's desire for Trae Young. We could be at the point where if Trae Young doesn't want to be in Atlanta anymore, he has to start pressing those buttons to get where he wants to go to be able to sign an extension wherever that is.
Yeah. I think about it, though, and I just don't know why Trey would want to leave Atlanta if they're willing to pay him.
Well, I think that's a question. I think the if is legit, if they're willing to pay him, because you're going nowhere. That team's going nowhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I would try to build around Trae Young if I
were. You have tried. Unless you're trusting this new front office.
Yeah.
You have tried repeatedly.
Have they?
Have they not?
They haven't really done nothing. They just kind of give him the team that he has. They haven't
That's
tried
not true.
To build
Didn't
around.
They go get DeJounte Murray?
They did.
They've tried to go. They've. I'm not saying they were good at it.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't know. I just feel like they failed.
You got Okongwu, who's their center, the Clint Capela. It feels like they could have split those two up at some point and got him something else.
Yeah.
You got Jalen Johnson. You were able to draft him. Mm-hmm. He got hurt, so who knows what happens there. I don't feel like they've. DeJounte Murray was a good call. They got him. But I don't feel like they've been aggressive enough to try and pair him with other top flight players. It just kind of
well, they certainly haven't done
and draft these players and just say, "Hey, Trae, just kind of play with these guys."
All right, we'll come back. We'll continue to talk Kings basketball. We'll continue to talk NBA rumors out there. And was it a work or was it a shoot? Stilo and Casey.
My mind's made up on this one.
Brought to you by Scott. Mine too. It's ESPN 1320. We were talking about it during the commercial break over on the YouTube channel, Twitch, Twitter, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Money in the Bank was this past weekend. Big what should have been a big WWE pay-per-view.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
It was at the Intuit Dome. I think Jason Jones was there if I saw the IG stories right or IG post right. We'll talk to Jason Jones tomorrow as we normally do, but should be one of the tentpole pay-per-views for the WWE. Obviously, we've expressed our lack of interest in recent months. But the big story was R-Truth, Ron Killings, returned to the company after like a week away.
I guess we're all a bunch of big dummies.
Well,
Triple H knows what's going on.
Triple H said, "Did you enjoy the show? It's all part of the show." Didn't explicitly say it was a work, but certainly implied that it was part of the show. It has been made clear by pretty much everyone involved and around that the R-Truth firing was not a work. Mm-hmm. He was fired, and WWE reacted to the reaction of R-Truth's firing. Now, since R-Truth came back because not tapped in, wasn't watching. Leezy sent me a post on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, okay. That's cool. And so immediately I thought, oh, this was a work, but where is this going? So I started to read about what happened for the first time and read how bad what transpired was.
Mm.
Apparently Truth was fired by or told that his contract wouldn't be renewed, I guess. By like a lower level talent relations person, meaning it wasn't by Hunter and it wasn't by Nick Khan. And R-Truth, for the most part, has been with the company for the last 25 years. And while he's not necessarily main eventing WrestleMania, as has been made clear for the last 2 weeks, he's one of the most beloved individuals the company has. So he was really put off by that. So when the We Want Truth chant started, WWE immediately reached out to him, and he just ignored them. Shout out to John Cena, who probably had his best moment as a heel when the crowd was chanting, "We want truth, we want truth." And Cena picked up the microphone and said, "You can't handle the truth," and went on to cut like this. It was brilliant. I was like, all right, John, like that's good work right there. Finally, it was Nick Khan who reached out and was able to get through to R-Truth. I guess it was on Thursday. and they put together a deal that was, from what I think Meltzer wrote, or maybe it was Fightful, it was kind of a compromise deal where Truth asked for something, the WWE asked for something, and they kind of met in the middle, and he showed up on Saturday night and cost, I guess the match was Cena and Logan?
Cena and Logan versus
Cody.
Jay and Jay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Truth gets in there, gets the big pop, and now there's Ron Killings shirts out there, which is R-Truth's real name and allegedly one of the things that he asked for. Like, he's 50-something years old, despite the fact he looks exactly like he did when he was 25. He's 52. I'm sure his body feels different. He did say, I'd like to do something a little more serious before I retired. And so that's why we may be seeing the name Ron Killings a little bit more than we saw R-Truth. I don't really know what to think about this other than I think it appears the WWE handled themselves really, really poorly. But I guess in the same breath, I'll give them credit for recognizing they did something that was really unpopular and attempted to correct it. And, you know, Ron Killings was willing to go along with it and came back to what was a pretty dope moment.
Yeah, it all worked out. He's still with the company. They were able to bring him back in a way that was one of the shocking moments of the year so far, seeing Ron, or at least for me. Like, maybe, you know, people that were tapped in and
no, I don't think anyone saw. I don't think anyone knew that was a thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I was.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knew.
To see that? So that was pretty dope. That was really cool. But the reason why I don't believe Hunter is some of the things that I've heard about how it went down and other people's reaction to how it went down. And then I'm sure you saw the post from Christopher Killings.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Just simply WWE's post about Triple H sitting there laughing, talking about, oh, you know, it was all work and all this other stuff. And Christopher just says, stop the cap.
To be fair, I don't think that's what he said. I don't think Hunter said it's. He implied strong inclination that it was part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Christopher was like.
Enough to the point where he was like, stop the game.
Yeah.
I'm getting real tired of Dwayne and Triple H telling us to sit back and let it all play out.
Now,
like,
you know what?
Bro, like.
I'd be happy.
Kind of ass lately.
I'd be happy to sit back and let it play out if it was good.
Well, that's the thing. It's been horrible all year. Like, you want to act like, oh yeah, like Triple H, no doubt, like, knows how to book this stuff better than everyone. But it's like, you don't got to act like you're smarter than everyone as well. Like, you guys messed up here.
What was the last thing Dwayne did that didn't suck?
Jumanji.
But wrestling wise.
How many years ago was Backlash 2001?
What was that, what Goldberg? Happened? What was that match?
I think that was the one where he had Triple H and he hit the rock bottom on Triple H and Shane McMahon on the announce table.
Oh, that's right.
That's
wow.
That's not the answer, but.
That's a good pull, man.
It's my favorite one, I think.
Man, that went over my head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lately, it's been pretty bad.
It hasn't been good, yeah.
The Cody stuff was cool, and then it just kind of soured. It got all bad because nothing paid off.
Yeah, there was no payoff to any of it.
The backstage joint with Cody, Mama Rose.
That yeah, cool. Yeah, but the problem is there's no end to that story. It's like you told a story about this mob boss in New Jersey, the Sopranos, and then just after he kills his cousin, the show just ends. What is the conclusion of all of this? The Rock keeps writing stories that don't have conclusions.
It's bad right now. And they almost had a catastrophe with the R-Truth thing. They were able to rectify it, recover from it. Cool for them. But
I feel like the R-Truth stuff just tells you where they're at, too.
It does feel like, of all of the people, like, I get, like, one, I don't. I'll never understand why companies like WWE feel, oh, we've got to trim the budget. Like, no, you don't. You're puking money. Mm-hmm. But like,
WWE, come on.
Yeah, man. But I get it. You're running a business. The last person I would think, you know what? He doesn't need to be here anymore. Is our truth. Right. Like, if for no other reason than, like, look at social media. Mm-hmm. Like, he does videos with, like, everybody. Mm-hmm. Because he is naturally funny. He's hilarious. He pokes fun at himself. He'll poke fun at everybody else. Like, he's the funniest moments of the last 10 years probably involve.
You could have just cut Rey Mysterio if you wanted to trim some money.
Man!
Jeez. Keep him around.
You still can cut Rey Mysterio.
That was for you.
Man. But, yeah, I don't know.
You could have just moved. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
No, I'll do it.
Well, finish. What? Yeah, what are we over here to rock not finishing the story? Well, no. Man, what?
Well, because it's not true. It's just trying to get a cheap pop or reaction. You say you could have cut KO. Who needs?
Dude, who we needs have middle, in his neck.
Who needs the middle of the pay-per-view all the time? Dude, put anybody there.
Wow. Casey said, hey, he's in the hospital. Get him out. Not on our payroll.
Get him out.
Is he in the hospital?
No, he's out. He had surgery. Yeah.
I'm about to say, yeah, he had a neck situation. But didn't he mess up Cody's neck almost?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think.
Was that the ladder or was that him who got his neck messed up?
I don't remember. KO was doing that stuff where he was dropping people on their neck.
Oh, that match was pretty violent, but I don't think he hurt anybody.
I mean, Kenny, it's not a shoot. Kenny fell for a work.
Yeah, well, shocker.
Kenny just walks up to KO sitting on his couch. Hey, we don't need you anymore, pal. You're done.
KO's fine. He could stay around. Somebody needs to be there 1.5 hours into the show.
Jeremiah Price is at Ray's injured right now, too. That's different.
Well, that's fine. I don't care. Ray Mysterio's been on my TV for 30 years.
Hey, how old is Ray?
100.
I'll look it up right now. You guys want to take a guess?
I'm going 50 plus. I mean, Dominic is in the company, for God's sake.
I'm going
53. I'm going 50. I don't know. I'll just go 50. 50. 50.
Final answers? He's 50 years old. Wow. Turns 51 in December. That feels pretty young still.
Yeah, I guess it is. A little deeper.
Started wrestling when he was 12 or something.
It's like the Hardys, and they start when they were like 16 or something like that. They didn't know. Yeah.
So, okay.
He can still go.
Is this Ray's fault? Like, we get on Ray, but is it his fault, or should somebody throw the towel in the match for him?
Well, damn it, if those kids stop buying those masks. Like, it's probably what it is.
What's the purpose of Rey Mysterio anymore?
He sells merch.
Oh, well, he's what?
Well, no, for WWE, I don't think there is a purpose. But Rey, he just led a game.
He probably sells merch too, though.
He led a game.
A lot, I'm sure.
If Rey Mysterio was still selling merch and you haven't found someone else to be able to sell merch like Rey Mysterio, that's your fault.
See, but masks are always cool. Like, no one else has a mask. That's always going to sell.
Didn't the new guy have a mask?
Oh, Penta? Yeah, I think they're selling his too.
All right.
But like Ray's got different ones.
Ray is the
shout out Sankara, that didn't work.
Mask seller.
I guess so. WrestleMania 42 was officially moved to Las Vegas also, so
wonder why they did that.
First time since WrestleMania 4 and 5, which were Trump Plaza in Atlantic City.
Do we think this is going to be a permanent thing?
No, I don't think so. I think WrestleMania is too valuable to too many other cities. But from what I understand, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I did read an article how Vegas is struggling a little bit. Mm-hmm. And WrestleMania was massive for them. So they asked if WWE would be willing to bring it back, hold off on, I think it was New Orleans, one more year. I don't know if it's one more year, but hold off on New Orleans, get back, help kind of jumpstart, so to speak, Las Vegas, which I didn't know. I had no idea.
Yeah, New Orleans is
Las Vegas. I had no idea Las Vegas is struggling.
Vegas still waiting on that John Fisher payment. That's why. Right. He told us he was going to give us the money.
You know what's so funny about that? There's not even a sign that says future home of the A's.
There's not even a sign. It's literally just word of mouth. Hey, the A's are going to Vegas. It's word of mouth.
Nothing there.
Vegas.
And we drove past it. Nothing there.
Vegas in a tough spot, man. It's too expensive in Vegas. Like, it's too expensive to get there, to stay there, to enjoy Vegas the way you want to. It's too expensive. I can understand.
It was not cheap.
Yeah,
it was not.
That's their main thing.
Like, I think we were on the flight back. Like, I don't think we're gonna do that again. That was fun. We'll go back. Yeah. I just don't think we'll do that again.
Oh, speaking of Vegas and the WrestleMania 9 doc, did you see this was, I guess some people would think it's cool. I guess it's whatever. It don't really bother me, or it doesn't really have no effect on me because I couldn't tell the guy out of a lineup. But did you know Tony Khan was there? Or Nick Khan? Who's the guy that's there now? The WWE guy.
Tony? Nick. Oh, Nick, yeah.
It's Nick.
Yeah, Tony is the AEW guy.
He was an usher at Caesar's Palace, and they found him on the broadcast. That was pretty cool.
That happens a lot.
I must have missed that part.
It was towards the end. That's why I said I don't know if you got it.
Okay.
But yeah, he was a Caesar's Palace usher in the makeshift arena.
Interesting.
And they found him. They found a clip of him walking past the camera.
Do we believe these WWE stories? Oh, so-and-so was in the crowd. They just so happen, they can always find him. Like, oh, Bailey was
well,
watching.
I don't know what you do with this
Bailey.
One.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's multiple stories for, like, wrestlers, I guess. And I guess people can sit wherever they sit, but it's just, they always got video for these stories.
They found Bailey.
They got Bailey, I think. They've got like, I can't name off the top of my head, but there's like a
Mick Foley.
It's not only two stories. Yeah,
Edge at WrestleMania 6.
I'm not so sure that's Mick Foley. That's just some 10-year-old from the 80s. Like, how am I gonna fact check that?
Well, in fairness, Mick Foley was like 18 in that video.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's my thing. Is like
Edge is the one though. You could have gotten any little white kid with a mullet and said that's Edge.
It's just kind of like the 93,000 things. Like, you told me it wasn't, but like, you keep telling me this.
I'm familiar with Mick. I'm not familiar with Bailey and Edge.
No, if you look up Edge WrestleMania 6, there's like, they found him in the crowd. Yeah. And it's like, oh, there he is. It's Edge.
Jeremiah says, well, yeah, most wrestlers were fans first. That's not the issue. It's just every story that pops up, there's always video for it, no matter what.
Better than Bigfoot. Oh, no, come on.
Hey.
Pull it up on
what
the
I say.
Edge was.
What I say. Turn the. Can you turn the video around?
If I can get a big. I'm trying to see if I can blow it up a little bit here.
Well, that's false. I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. Yep.
Come on, man.
Give me a break, bro.
That's your boy Cope right there.
That's Steve from Johnson Middle School.
That's your boy Cope right there.
Darn. Hold on, man.
That's funny.
You can't. All right, man.
I'm on to something. I'm telling
Cope.
You.
Cope. It's Cope right there. There's some Canadian kid like, that's me. Why do they keep calling him Cope or Ed? That's Cope. Me.
Oh, brother.
No.
Yeah, now that one's wild. That one is wild how they just found Edge.
The Mick Foley one looks like Mick Foley just without a beard.
Shout out Nick Khan.
Nick Khan was Kara's first major agent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always get him and Tony confused.
Tony runs AEW.
Yeah, when they talk about wrestling.
And he's at the Jacksonville Jaguars draft.
Yeah. And he's didn't he do a
front
high
and
five?
Center? Yeah.
I respect that though.
Yep. Yep.
So but yeah, Nick. If Nick walked through here as major of a player he is, I wouldn't know Nick. You'd have to tell me, like, oh, that's Nick Khan.
Oh, I think I'd know Nick if he walked in here. I'd know Tony.
I would know Tony.
I'd know Tony Khan if he
walked
in
here. I'd know Shad, too.
Yeah, I'd know Shad, too. Yep. Yep. Neither one of them should be at the Jaguars draft, but it's fine.
They got it right this time, though.
They're both there.
Did you see that? This is really random. Did you see either one of you see the
catch? The interception?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Travis Hunter had a nasty pick at OTA.
It was one of those clips, but Travis Hunter, man. The Jags might be too early. The Jags might be box office this year because of Travis. Yeah. Like, you might
watch. I'm watching.
Yeah.
I'm watching Travis Hunter.
At least game one, I'll have him on the iPad at least.
Yeah, they're going to have to maintain a certain record.
Yeah.
But first 4 weeks of the season.
Because I saw a clip, it was like, oh yeah, practice. He's lining up against Brian Thomas Jr. one play, and the next he's on side on offense.
I'm really interested to see what he ends up being in the NFL.
He's like the football version of LaMelo and Zion, not like a, like just the, who they are, but just the hype since high school.
Yeah.
Like I've known about Travis Hunter since he was in high school.
Mm.
That's facts. That's
yeah, funny. That was a play right there.
That was nasty.
That was a and play
I think, I think for sure, worst case scenario, he is a Pro Bowl, All Pro caliber corner.
I don't hate that. He's floor. Man, like I said, like, since high school, he's been like the one, and he's been the like, he won the Heisman.
A Pro Bowl, All Pro floor is incredibly high.
Yeah, I think that's,
that is.
I think that's how
incredibly
it is
high. Like an All Pro says, you're the best at your.
Okay, maybe I thought you said
league.
Pro Bowl. I think he'll be all. I think he'd be an All Pro player though.
I think he'd be All Pro corner. I'm not Lewis Riddick in this situation, but just watching him since high school and college, all this other stuff. The way he plays corner looks it looks special.
Alfonso Valdez says Jags coming to SF September 28th.
I have to pull up.
I don't think it's gonna rain either.
It's not gonna rain. It's
one of the greatest calls of all time, by the way.
It might be.
It's gotta be too damn hot.
It was. Well,
I've never seen someone predict, not even a weatherman, predict the weather a month and a half, 2 months out.
Yeah, it was
every year.
It's arguably your finest moment.
I think that might be the game.
And it got us out which would have been the worst trip to Santa Clara.
Yeah, that would have been awful.
We would have done it for our girl.
Yeah.
But that would have been awful.
I think that might be the game me and Sean O'Grove go to.
Okay.
We're gonna try to go to at least one game every year.
Mm-hmm.
That might be it. Travis Hunter and the
Which one did you go to last year again?
The Cardinals game. Oh. The hottest day on record in Santa Clara in the Niners blow a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Cardinals is one of the most relevant teams in sports, if not the most.
You said irrelevant?
Irrelevant. Nobody's ever checked in on the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's true.
You're about right. You're about right. I don't know no Cardinals fans.
Well, there's one out there.
A Cardinals fan?
Isn't that one of Ramsey's seven favorite teams? That's a shoot, isn't it?
I can't keep up.
Katrina isn't it Falcons?
Yeah, because when he went to school,
Cardinals
he fell in love with Arizona, the Arizona Cardinals. You're right. That's a good call by you. It's a good call.
All right.
Daniel says the Wizards are up there.
Yeah.
It's a good call, too.
They feel largely irrelevant in D.C., too. That's why you ignore the Jordan era.
So were you there when Gil was there and John Wall and Bradley Beal were there? Because it looked like it was popping.
Yeah, no, it was fine. I don't know if I'd say it was popping.
But
yeah, definitely it wasn't Capitals level.
It looked like it was popping.
Yeah, it was fine.
You were there, Wall and Beal?
Yeah, Wall and Beal were there. Gilbert wasn't. Wall and Beal were, though. It was fine. Yeah, it was cool. Very business-like arena too. There's no like vibe to it. I mean, of course you're downtown, right? Like you're in the district. There's a lot around you outside. There's no area. It's the arena.
The
like it's on the street. Like you just you go to the
I drove
arena.
Past it one time.
Yeah, and once you get in, it sometimes like there are certain points depending on where you enter. It feels like an office, not like a dental office.
I was just about to
not
say,
not like a
like
dental
what
office.
Thinking,
like, no, like your accountant is there, like Drew, like Drew Down and Associates is on the second floor, and you got to go take him your receipts or whatever your Quicken, sheet, and Drew's gonna do your taxes real quick, and then you're gonna go watch the Wizards play. That's what the arena looks like. I feel like it's a bit dated.
That's exactly what I heard. One of the homies, shout out to my man Bo, he went to a Wizards game, and he said it felt like Arco Arena. The era of arena, like that.
Yeah, not the actual feel of it. Yeah,
I'm in a '90s arena right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the perfect way of describing it. It's a '90s arena. What is shout it? Capital
to,
One.
Yeah, I was about to say shout out to the MCI Center. I think that's how
MCI
it first started.
Verizon. I think that's what it was when we were there. The Verizon Center.
Yeah, Capital One now.
How about your Giants? Game back from the Dodgers.
On them boy. boys. Got the brooms on them boys over the weekend. Shout out to the Atlanta Braves for coming through and making sure the Giants got right back into the thick of things in the NL West. Big ups.
Now, I get for those that are new to the show why it's funny that you're laughing at the Braves getting swept. Visually, I get why people would be confused. It's because, for those that cannot see my partner, he is wearing an Atlanta Braves hat.
Yeah, I am. And went with the outfit today.
Now remember, Kenny wears baseball hats for fashion, not for support. Mm-hmm. But I do get how some people in the chat can often be confused about why you're laughing about the Braves getting swept by the Giants and how the Giants are your boys, but you're wearing a Braves hat.
True. I understand it. I get it.
In fact, you were so happy with the Braves this weekend, you decided to wear their hat.
I just want
to
thank them.
Yeah.
I just want to thank the Braves.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Giants handling business. They've won 5 in a row. And they had a little ebbs and flows because it was looking – remember the first 2 Padres games? I said, it's looking a little dangerous right
here.
You
said they saved their season in the third one.
Yeah, well, my man Elio Ramos got that big 2-run double.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The seventh inning. It's looking a little dangerous. They responded back by winning 5 straight games, sweeping the Atlanta Braves. 1 game back of the Dodgers, like you mentioned. And baseball is popping this week. NL West specifically is popping, but baseball is popping. Dodgers-Padres start a 3-game series tonight. The Giants start a 3-game set with the Rockies tomorrow. Giants-Dodgers face each other for the first time this year, this weekend in L.A. Mm-hmm. Giants could be going into that series in first place, tied for first place. It's going to be, you know, however the games play out, because if the Padres sweep the Dodgers, then the Giants will be behind the Padres for first place. You know what I mean? So there's that. But what's popping this week? The Dodgers and Padres, they play each other 7 times in the next 11 days. I think that is I think that's the I don't want to say the premier rivalry in baseball right now, but it's definitely top 3. It goes down when they play each other. So you got those games, and sandwiched in between there for the Dodgers is that 3-game set with the Giants. So NL West is going to take shape in the next 2 weeks or so, going into July, I guess.
Why are the Padres and Dodgers in this position? The Giants, it felt like, well, we might not have time for all this. The Giants feels like it's been a lot of, it was like kind of a big like up, like, ooh, okay. And then it settled, and then it kind of flowed after that. Like, ah, man, go back to that Padres series. You said that third game, Helio Ramos got that double. It's like, okay, that might have saved the season. They went on to win a couple of games after that. Obviously, they've won 5 in a row. But the Giants had 27 losses. The Padres had 27 losses. The Giants had 28. Is this just the ebbs and flows all over the division? Is this the competitiveness of the division? You know, the Diamondbacks aren't terrible. They're not above 500 anymore, but they're not terrible.
Tommy John surgery, that's all bad. But, no, I think this is the best division in baseball, in NL West. And the Giants, I didn't expect them to be on par with the Padres or the Dodgers. I thought that's the class of the NL West. But they've played at a high level. They've showed some resiliency throughout the season that has them in that conversation. And I think those three teams combined, I think this is the best division in baseball. The AL Central is really good too, but I think this is the best division in baseball.
There was a point where three of these teams, I think they had 3 of the 4 best records. That's not the case anymore.
No.
They've kind of settled in, and maybe it is.
And the Dodgers have also kind of probably play below what people think they might be playing. 12 games over 500 right now isn't awful by no means, but the way people talk about the Dodgers and Ohtani and the pitching that they got, and they got Blake Snell and all this other stuff, you would think they'd be at 20 games over 500.
Well, like Trey Young once famously said, the regular season's boring.
Well, yeah, be boring this weekend when the Giants beat your ass. How about that? That's what's going to happen this weekend. Giants going down to Chavez Ravine and backhanding the hell out of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Says Stone Cold Kenny Caraway. Bump it or dump it on the way. We'll have some fun. Plus some more NBA rumors. Victor Wembanyama got a haircut, and everybody freaked out. We'll explain why. Stilo and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, there's some other NBA rumors out there. We're going to have some fun with Bump it or Dump it here a little bit. Shout out to Coco Gauff, by the way, too.
Hey, big ups, man.
French Open victory.
Wow. That was really cool to see.
Second major, I think, for Coco.
That was really
cool to
see.
Very young career.
I would have watched that that match. I didn't know when it was on. It was on pretty early out here on Saturday morning, I think it was. But I, you know, the finals of these tournaments, these tennis tournaments, semifinals, finals usually have me locked in. But I was happy to see her win that when I saw the announcement. Because I'm not saying she's looked at as like the next GOAT, so to speak. Like, I don't think people say she's going to be better than Serena. But for the last 3-4 years, she's been looked at as, oh, she's next.
One of the ones, yeah.
And for her to cash in on one of the majors and the French Open, it's dope to see. I want to see what she can do this year. You know, I think Australian's already happened, but can she get Wimbledon? Can she get the U.S. Open? You're one of the two. So big ups to Coco Gauff.
Indeed. There's some rumors out there, some more NBA rumors that we haven't touched on, not ones that we're creating ourselves here as it pertains to Sacramento, but ones that are just out there in the universe as the NBA season. The NBA offseason is getting officially really, really close to kicking off. One involves a player who we talked about a lot already. Darius Garland. I misread something earlier. I didn't realize Darius was missing the start of the season. I thought Darius's return was significantly quicker than it was, or than it is, which it makes me question the advice of rest and rehab after the season. I understand surgery should be an absolute last resort, but if you've been dealing with something for as long as he's been dealing with that toe problem, it's probably in your best interest to just go get it fixed. Right. Now you've put yourself in a situation where, at least as it appears, he's probably not going to start the season, which is not something I understood when I originally read the report on Darius Garland. So I still don't think it stains his value, taints his value, but that's tough. Sometimes that stuff is also used to send a message. Not saying Darius is doing that at all.
The old Shaq.
This is Shaq, but not quite as extreme as Shaq. Right. But it's like, yeah, no, I'm going to see if I can, you know, let it rest and get it better. Oh, it's not? Okay. Oh, I can't start the season? I just want to get better, guys. Just want to get my toe better. Now, there's a little conspiracy theory involved in that, but it's kind of a game.
I would hope not for Darius Garland because, you know, your team's trying to win a championship here. You know, they're serious contenders for winning a championship. And you want to get with those guys as much as you can, as early as you can during that season to see if you can complete your goal.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you. I think some of those things happen. Not saying that's what's going on here with Darius Garland, but I would just hope not. You know, I'd hope it'd be let's get back out there and try and win as soon as possible, and unfortunately this injury is keeping me from getting out there sooner than I want to.
Yeah, but Darius is also like you, and it's tough. Your surgery should be the last option. If a doctor told you, hey, rest and rehab, you know, why don't we see what this thing looks like when it calms down a little bit, you could potentially be fine. We talk about surgeries because of their association with sports like they're nothing. They are not. Even on a toe, they're cutting open your body. And again, if this is how we treat this, then that's fine. A lot of times there's multiple ways to fix something or there's multiple routes to take to getting something fixed. It sounds like that was the case here where we're going to try something. It didn't work. Now they have to go the surgical process. And now you have a guy who's been kind of, I don't want to say he's stuck in no man's land. He had a big role with this team last year, but there have been questions about the fit between Cleveland and Darius since Donovan got there. And now we've got him in this position where now he's coming off of a surgery and you don't know exactly where this partnership is going.
Right.
And it may have set him up for a quiet offseason. He's due 39.4 this upcoming season, 42 next year, 44.8 the year prior before entering unrestricted free agency. No player options, no team options on the remaining three years of Darius Garland's deal. Another player that we've heard about is Jrue Holiday. Mark Stein confirmed that the Celtics phone is ringing quite a bit when it comes to acquiring Jrue Holiday. And again, I think everyone trying to get a feel for what exactly Boston is doing this offseason, what their approach is. I know Brad Stevens said following their elimination, our goal is to have a championship contender and a championship team, which is exactly the type of thing I would expect Brad Stevens to say. Someone might have said to him, hey, can we get one that's a little less expensive? Mm. And they are facing just unheard of tax penalties. And Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis being another one. Of course, no one knows if Kristaps Porzingis is exactly alive. But Kristaps Porzingis being another Boston Celtic who almost assuredly is on the move. It seems like Boston has two DeMar DeRozans. Porzingis for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe Jrue Holiday. Lots of noise around Jrue Holiday in the Boston
Celtics. I got to ask the question just because, you know, let's just ask the question. Would you consider Kristaps Porzingis here in Sacramento?
Yeah, Will brought that up Friday. I don't love it. You might have to send me something.
What if he can breathe?
Could he get oxygen at a normal rate?
What if I have confirmation from a real doctor he could breathe now?
Could he run?
Yes, that's what I mean. Like, yes, he's got all his respiratory issues.
Okay, can he do this for 4 straight minutes?
Yeah, right. Or 10.
3.5.
Yeah.
Per quarter.
I'm not, I don't hate it. The deal would be minimal. And I'm not sure that that's not a situation where Boston's sending something out with him.
Yeah, I saw that today. I was going to mention, like, I saw something today where, like, you might have to attach a pick to Kristaps if you want to send him out.
Yeah, like, we've seen teams have to make those deals. There were allegedly Chicago was trying to do that with Boston. I have a tough time believing some of those reports that came out. Chicago was trying to do that with Zach LaVine. I have a tough time believing some of those reports that came out. But, yeah, Boston, it might be your turn. You might have to attach a pick or a young player someone likes to be able to get a deal with Kristaps Porzingis done.
So what would that – let's talk about Sacramento for a second with that. What would that look like? Like, would they even financially –
Well, you still have to make that money match.
Yeah, so because you got DeMar. DeMar and – I wouldn't want to do this. I'm just trying to find some contracts. But DeMar and – Devin Carter gets you to what, about 30, 31 million? And Porzingis, I think, is like 47 or something, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to look at now.
So,
sign me up for that, though.
That's the killer with that one for the Kings. I would take a chance on Porzingis.
KP in the 28th pick for DeMar and Devin?
He's only due 30.7 this year. 30.7.
Will Z says DeRozan for Porzingis works straight up money wise.
So let me ask this then. One, you better send me a pick. Send me something else to go along with that if you're Boston. But are you sure you want to do that? Like if DeMar is your asset, if DeMar is your biggest trade ship, do you want to use it here?
Well, this is a thought process, because if you use it here, you still got to handle the point guard situation. But if you use it, you can have KP at your 5. You move in Domas to 4, and now you've got Keegan at the 3. So you've handled that situation.
Okay.
And really, KP would end up being you're getting Domas to the 4, but KP is the stretch 5. So now you're allowing Domas to still orchestrate and do things around the basket because he's not that type of stretch big. You got KP doing that a little bit more often, and you're still able to have Keegan at 3, LaVine at the 2, and now, you know, you start going hunting for a point guard.
So what happened? So what's the plan when Porzingis inevitably misses games?
That will happen, by the way. Like, just that's going.
Yeah,
to happen.
If it's scheduled rest games, like you've got to have a. You
Whether
have to
it
have
be
a
scheduled or mystery illness, mystery WWE illness for him. Like, he's going to get something.
This is the part that makes me not as bullish on getting Kristaps Porzingis. But my thought is you either are drafting a big man for those moments, or you got Nasty Boy ready to go. JV, Jonas Valanciunas, for those that are new to the program.
And you're running the lineup of JV and Domas as the starting lineup.
Yeah, and I'm not crazy about that.
Yeah.
Because now you don't got no stretch, nobody. They both are on the block. They might be fighting each other on the block. No, this is my block.
What do you guys like better, Drew Holiday or Kristaps Porzingis?
I like Drew Holiday a little better.
Even with their contract? I think Kristaps money, or at least off of that, so.
Yeah, I don't care about Drew's contract. It doesn't bother me.
You're a Drew Holiday guy still, huh?
I still like Drew Holiday, yeah.
I think Drew will still be productive.
But you guys are unethical, and you just want a bunch of scoring. We've established that already.
Get buckets.
I call it unethical. We call it the future.
Yeah, man.
Kristaps, yeah, this will be
Drew
his final
couldn't
year's
work. Deal. Drew couldn't work with Zach LaVine?
No, you I need think, more scoring that, on that team still.
Yeah, you just need more. I think Drew could work, but you still got work to do. You still got work.
You have to get the full of what if the Kings got Drew Holiday, what would be the ideal four to work out your other position problem that you talked about? Because would it have to be a score?
And he'd have to get, I mean, probably, but you also, I don't know where those guys are at. I mean,
yeah, nah, I got you.
I'm not saying this guy specifically because I'm trying to be realistic with the conversation, but Lori Marketing type.
Okay.
You know, like somebody that can stretch the floor, can get you 17 to 20 points per game. And I don't know who that is outside of Lori Marketing, which I don't know how you're getting him.
Well, you're not. You're not. So.
What are you talking about? What are they doing? What is Utah doing? Like, why?
I have no idea.
Why do you have Lori Marketing?
I have no clue. They thought they were getting Cooper Flagg.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.